Long ago, I ceased trying to explain events such as these to either myself or others. Like many my age, I believe people in groups are to be feared, and that arguing with others is folly, and the knowledge of one generation cannot be passed down to the next. Those may seem cynical sentiments, but there are certain truths you keep inside you and do not defend, lest you cheapen and then lose them altogether. Those truths have less to do with the dead than the awareness that we are no different from them, that they are still with us, and we are still with them, and there is no afterlife, but only one life, a continuum in which all time occurs at once, like a dream inside the mind of God. Why should an old man, thrice widowed, dwell on things that are not demonstrable and have nothing to do with a reasonable view of the world? Because only yesterday, on a broken sidewalk in a shabby neighborhood at the bottom of St. Claude Avenue, in the lower Ninth Ward of St. Bernard Parish, under a colonnade that was still twisted out of shape by Katrina, across from a liquor store with barred windows that stood under a live oak probably 200 years old, I saw a platoon of Confederate infantry march out of a field to the tune of dark